This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Mid to late October is when Denver usually sees its first snow, and it looks like this year could hold to that trend. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says two major forecast models have snow arriving within the next couple of weeks.
Interestingly, they kind of differ. One that looks like it'd be something in about 10 days, and the other one says, nah, won't be 10 days. It'll be more like about 2.5 weeks. But both of the models that I like to look at for long range stuff is indicating I think we might see our first snow before the before Halloween.
Nelson also said rain in the Front Range is about 1.5 inches below normal. Republican Representative Ken Buck has introduced a bipartisan bill to combat retail theft by flash mobs. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Combating Organized Retail Crime Act would set up a center that combines local, state, and federal expertise to develop a national strategy to curb organized retail crime and help recover lost goods. Buck says the bipartisan bill will help law enforcement stop future attacks by improving coordination on the federal level and ensuring that smash-and-grab looting of retail stores is appropriately punished. Organized theft rings have hit retailers across the country in recent years. A bipartisan pair of senators introduced the same bill in their chamber in September. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coloradans ages 50 to 64 can expect to see emails and texts from the state health department reminding them to get the new Omicron vaccine. The reminders will go to those whose records in a state immunization database show they may be due for the booster, which targets the highly transmissible Omicron variant. So far, just 10% of those over 18 in Colorado have gotten the shot. This is CPR News and KRCC.